Good afternoon. Clouds hanging on tough today as weak areas of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere continue to swing through. These batches of energy are also producing scattered flurries and snow showers, some of which could dust the ground in spots, especially across the higher terrain, but not much more accumulation than that. High temperatures today will be well short of average again and mainly be in the middle 20s by late day today. Overnight, tonight, skies will clear out, and with a continued snowpack and light winds, temperatures will nosedive back down to zero in most cases, and in some places even go down to 0 to 10 below. In some of the sheltered valleys across the higher terrain, we may even see readings down as close to 20 below zero by early tomorrow morning. High pressure building in from Canada will produce the clearing skies overnight, and in turn bring us plenty of sunshine tomorrow and a nice deep blue sky. So a dry day for your Thursday, but still cold, with temperatures only reaching the lower to middle 20s. We'll start a moderating trend on Friday around the backside of that high pressure center. Some clouds will mix with sunshine, but temperatures will push past freezing and up into the upper 30s. We'll continue the moderating trend into the weekend on Saturday, even into the lower 40s, although weak disturbances passing through could produce a few snow showers around, especially in the morning hours. Another disturbance overnight Saturday night will produce a few more snow showers into Sunday morning. Then behind that system on Sunday, high temperatures will go back to the lower 30s. Weak disturbances will mark the weather pattern through the early part of next week with scattered snow showers on Monday and Tuesday, and highs recovering back into the middle and upper 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter weather advisories have been issued for parts of the Midwest, including Chicago. Bands of light to moderate snow will fall for a time, dusting the ground up to 2 to 3 inches in most places, with localized amounts of up to 4 inches. Call ahead if you have travel plans through Chicago, as there could be delays. And flood watches have been issued for parts of the Pacific Northwest and Northern Rockies. Moderate to heavy rain and melting snow are expected to cause rises to many area rivers and small streams. This could lead to some stormwater flooding, as well as mudslides or debris flows. Frozen soils across the area will also result in poor water infiltration that will likely increase the potential for flooding, especially for urban and low-lying areas. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Fort Myers and Punta Gorda, both in Florida, to a low of 27 below zero at Canaan and Sutton, both in Vermont. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the mid-30s, Boston cloudy with scattered snow showers and highs near 30, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers and highs in the lower 20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 40 degrees, the average low, 22. The record high, 71, set in 1964, and the record low, 12 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning was at 6:24 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:50 p.m., 11 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers today, highs in the lower 20s, though staying in the teens across the mountains. Clear and frigid tonight, 0 to 10 below, but as low as 20 below in sheltered valleys. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a few flurries or snow showers today and highs in the upper 20s. Clear and very cold tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the lower 20s. Clear and frigid tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a few flurries or snow showers today and highs in the upper 20s. Clear and very cold tonight with lows near zero. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid-20s. Clear and frigid tonight with lows 5 above to 5 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny but cold, lower to mid-20s. A mix of sun and clouds, milder Friday, upper 30s. mostly cloudy, a few snow showers Saturday, lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds on Sunday with a few snow showers back to the lower 30s, and mid to upper 30s with mostly cloudy skies and a chance of snow showers for Monday and Tuesday of next week. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.